You're listening to SBS News.
You'll find some of the world's best-known hospitality chains in Qatar, but by November there'll be barely any rooms at any of the top hotels in this country. The reason for that is that out of the 30,000 hotel rooms in Qatar, 80% have been booked by FIFA for football teams, officials and sponsors. And that's created a squeeze in the market, with fans struggling to find affordable accommodation options. Qatar is expecting 1.2 million visitors during the tournament, and in a statement, the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy says there is plenty of accommodation.
Qatar will deliver up to 130,000 rooms in time for the tournament. This is a comfortable inventory for fans, teams and sponsors travelling to the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022.
Those rooms include empty apartments, villas, fan villages and two cruise ships that are being converted into floating hotels that'll be moored at Doha's port. But the cost of these rooms is proving to be expensive for many fans. For example, prefabricated cabins at so-called fan villages built on the outskirts of the city are being sold for more than $200 a night, which many say is not worth the price. On the room rental site Airbnb, there are hardly any options for less than $200 a night. All these measures are expected to add up to 70,000 rooms to the market. With no affordable options available in the market, Simon Whitney was forced to book his accommodation in Dubai when he got a room at a fraction of the price compared to Doha.
I did expect there to be a quick flurry of purchasing accommodation from the beginning, but I thought I'd wait my time to see if there was more accommodation, more variety. But that has not proved to be the case. But the particular thing was the cost. What I found was that at no stage has the cost actually come down or become more accessible to the average fan.
Like Mr. Whitney, thousands of fans are choosing to stay in Dubai, which is 45 minutes away by flight to Doha. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Oman will all be operating daily shuttle flights to ferry fans to the host country. The organising committee declined a request for an interview. However, the local hospitality industry, including Ibrahim Ma'irish, the commercial director of the Kempinski Hotel, is optimistic that travel between Dubai and Doha won't dampen the World Cup experience for fans.
If you ask me, I could be a spectator and, you know, like they say, hit two birds with one stone. I could go and see Dubai, see Qatar, both at the same time, and have the opportunity to watch the match and enjoy touristic attractions in both areas.
Qatar's journey to hosting the World Cup has had its fair share of controversy. Questions have been raised over human rights issues and anti-homosexuality laws. Given the backdrop, the stakes are high for the country to make the tournament a success. That story by the BBC's Samir Hashmi. I'm Alan Lee for SBS News.